One of the things that is, I think, important in this initial assessment in terms of adjuvant therapy is the patient attitude. Mm-hmm. Some people are totally oriented around, what can I do to reduce my risk mm-hmm. of recurrence?
Yes.
And others are more like, what kind of side effects am I going to have? I don't mm-hmm. want to get sick, et cetera, et cetera. Where did this woman fit in?
She kind of fell in between, I would say. She, like I said, she was resistant to be up in New York. She would prefer to be down in Jamaica, but she came to the understanding that she was here. She was going to do what she needed to do to get through it. Side effect-wise, I sometimes find that older patients don't ask as many questions about the side effect profile as younger patients do. As we started going through the treatments, she became more concerned. She was lethargic. She had difficulty with asthenia and anemia. But she was not concerned about things like hair loss, nausea, vomiting, didn't concern her so much. But, you know, we start off our conversation explaining that we have a lot of supportive care available to sort of counteract the more common side effects of chemotherapy.
What was this woman's sort of emotional state when you first met her? What was her reaction being told she had breast cancer?
Since she had already been aware of her diagnosis coming up to New York, she wasn't so much surprised by the diagnosis, but more surprised by the treatment that we had proposed, the length of the treatment. And I think we're going to see that with a lot of patients now, using Herceptin and making adjuvant breast cancer treatment a year long rather than 6 months or 4 months long. So she was sort of surprised by that. You know, I'm going to be here in New York away from my home for a full year is what you're telling me. And once we started to explain the data and why we felt it was important to include Herceptin in her treatment, she was more amenable to it.
A lot of patients, when they're first diagnosed, and again, as you say, this has maybe been a little while since she had been first diagnosed, are very, very frightened of, mm-hmm. of dying of mm-hmm. cancer. It seems a common theme. No matter what the stage the cancer is, that's the first thing people think about. Was that the case with her?
Not so much. Not as much as with a younger person, I would say. I think it's important whenever someone is diagnosed with breast cancer to really put it into perspective for them and sit down with them and explain to them how far we've come in treatment. And we have new options available every day, it seems, sometimes, that continue to reduce their risk of recurrence and the importance of following through on treatments that we recommend and, you know, vigilant surveillance.
How interested was this woman in the sort of numbers and statistics? You know, it can get pretty complicated when you start to look at what the risk for recurrence is and mm-hmm. how different therapies affect those risks. Was she the kind of person who wanted to know about all those numbers or just like, tell me what I should do?
Just tell me what I should do. Yeah, her family was more interested in the numbers.
Right?
Yeah.
So you discuss some of that with the family?
We kind of sit down in a roundtable forum, you know, with her son and her daughter and herself, and you can almost see the patient blank out when you discuss numbers, you know. I find the older population is still kind of, I'll do whatever my doctor tells me to do. Whereas when you speak to a younger patient, they're very savvy. They've already been on the internet. They already know the numbers. They want to see how you're breaking it down for them. But in this situation, her family was very interested in what the numbers were.
Right.